As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. We are not a podcast. We are a community. Remember, your past does not dictate your future. You determine your success. Without further ado, let's get to it. What's up? What's up? We're back in the building. Man, we have a special guest, Kyle.
Kyle.
And I want to make sure I pronounce the last name correctly. Balder?
Balder.
Okay.
I can tell everybody.
Yeah, because it's getting balder.
Yeah, exactly.
His hair looks pretty good right now.
It does look good right now.
Gelled up, solid. Nice and slick. Yeah.
Hopefully, I don't get my grandpa, my mom's side.
Bro, it's coming. That's what I'm worried about. A little thinning over here on the left side.
Yeah, I'm you know what? Like crazy.
I'm going to speak into existence that it's all good, though.
You can pull it off regardless.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. I hope I have the head for it.
Building you up.
Hey.
Exactly.
Anyways. Yeah, welcome, man.
I appreciate you guys having me on here. I've been super excited. He actually told me, he's like, man, we should have you on here. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks went by.
Yep.
Guy reached out to me. I was like, oh my gosh, you're unbelievable. So super excited. That was about a week ago. So I'm excited to talk with you guys.
Yeah, I appreciate for sure, for sure.
I love it.
Well, obviously, D-Mike gave a little bit of background. Y'all went to high school together?
Went to high school together.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Did you play football as well?
Did you play?
No. Oh. I tried out. Okay. we'll put it that way.
Okay.
I'm not going to blame it on the coach hurting me or anything.
No.
Yeah, but no, football didn't happen. I left it up to him.
No, but he did bigger and better things, though.
I love it. I love it. Well, D, I'm gonna let you get us kicked off.
Yeah, man. No, so obviously that was like 12 years ago, 12, 15 years ago. Goodness gracious.
I don't like to think about it.
2007.
Yeah.
Six. But no, it's crazy because I mean life happens, right? You go to school, then we all go to college. He went to ECU, I went to Emory, and you kind of had that gap in time of communicating. Then you come back home, and your social media keeps you in contact. But you watch things from afar, right? And it was cool kind of seeing the progression of Kyle Balder, right? And seeing you transitioning into from where you were to where you are currently. Mm-hmm. Then obviously we linked up again in person. I met the wife, we hung out. I'm telling you, man, it's an incredible thing when you see growth in someone's life and the mindset shift and the language begins to change and the habits change along with it. You got an incredible story, but also you're living in a life as well, that's pretty incredible also because of the habits and mindset you have instilled within yourself. And so, first and foremost, let me give him a big congrats, Mr. Three-time Presidents Club winner here.
Hey.
Yeah, he's actually leaving us to go to dinner here soon, a Steak 48, you know, big time over there, you know what I'm saying, looking good. So, man, no, let's get down to it, man. So from the standpoint, obviously, you and your brothers grew up in a good home. What has instilled that drive and that mindset that you have possessed and you have applied into your career, but also your life?
Honestly, I know I said football wasn't my thing, but sports is my thing. Love playing it, every kind of sport, you know, like love to dabble in it, but the competitiveness in the nature of sports, right? You know, I would say that some of the top salespeople just at our company, but I imagine most would be they probably played sports in the past, you know, mm-hmm. it instills competitiveness. And I would definitely say that is where everything originated from. You know, obviously my parents being successful, makes me want to be driven as well, but just being super competitive, you know, you don't want to be, you don't want anyone better than you, you know? it just comes down to, I would say sports would be the origination of, of where it all comes from.
Competition, right?
Yeah, man.
So competition breeds the best out of everybody.
That's right.
And we all compete, right?
Yeah.
Now, would you say there's a fine line between competing and being envious of somebody else who may possibly be better than you or who is succeeding at a higher level than you?
Give some context to that. What do you mean?
So, you know how they always say you have, like in work, right? They always say you have friendly competition. Mm-hmm. Right? Sometimes it can become a little less friendly mm-hmm. when somebody is succeeding or is receiving the accolades and awards that you think you deserve, mm-hmm. right? Or that you want. Mm-hmm. Right, they always say it's a fine line between being competitive, being overly competitive type stuff.
Yeah,
in certain environments, is that true, or do you think that's straight BS?
Yeah, it's true, but I think it's completely internal. It has nothing to do with your external like say there's a sales spiff and it's like, boom, you hit XYZ number for the month, you get XYZ bonus, or you get to go to President's Club, whatever it is. So the external factor is just a number that you have to reach. And then there's a result that you get if you hit that number. Internally, if you're mad that Kyle hits it, but DeMichael doesn't, that's your problem. So yes, there is a fine line, but that fine line is completely up to you and your perspective, how you look at it. You could say, I missed the goal, but I actually did get 25 out of 28. And that could be your perspective. Or you can be like, that's BS. I missed the goal by 3, but Kyle missed the goal by 2, but he gets to go, or something like that. But that's completely internal in how you view it. So if you're angry at the world and there's something missing inside of you, it's going to be envious of other people. Or you can look at it, and it doesn't have to be just sales. It can be life that you set a goal, but you fall short. But what actually did you accomplish?
Yeah.
So it's completely internal.
Yeah. I also think like when being competitive, right? When I was saying when you're competitive, you don't want anybody better than you, right? So I feel like when once you're really competitive, everybody has very similar competitiveness to them. But then it comes down to different things like what drives you. Right, like one of my buddies, one of the top 3 guys at our company, really good friend of mine, works his butt off. Like, works, 60, 70 hours a week, makes great money, but I don't want to what drives me isn't working 60, 70 hours a week. I make great money, but I got other things that I would want to, put my time towards, spend time with my wife, doing things outside. Not saying he doesn't do that, but I just focus on more things, which, kind of makes that separation, that fine line that might be your mindset just set on something different.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Do you want to add to that?
No, I think y'all hit it right on the head. I'm very competitive. So when it comes to work or sports, or doesn't really matter for me, I'm very competitive. Today was not a good sales day for me. So I've been super quiet, and I've seen people put numbers on a board. Photop actually had 2 today. And I was looking, I was like, okay, everybody's putting something up. Something's got to pop for me today. Nothing popped. So I was, tomorrow is a new day. So I think when you are competitive, but you have the right mindset, like tomorrow's a new day, so we can go get it tomorrow. But did you do everything you could today to try to put something on the board? Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. So if you can answer that, then cool. Then you should have no regrets about how today went. But just make sure you're always locked in and you go do what you need to do tomorrow.
Yeah. And I just want to add on what Kyle said. It is about like what you're competitive for. I'm assuming I'm not going to speak for you, but you're competitive to support your wife and support your future family and support your interest outside of your career.
Yeah.
Whereas the guy that might be top 3 is competitive because it could be a love of money. Or because he has this inner drive to be so successful at work, to be the best at work. Yeah. You know, you obviously want to be successful and you are, but what drives you is the outside factors of family, travel, whatever else that entails. So I think when you say it could be envious, I think it leans more towards the person that doesn't really have a true why outside of what they're doing for work.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. So I think a hidden 2 things. You said the mindset behind your competitiveness, right? And then obviously the why behind the competitiveness as well. I think it's intertwined. But you're right. You can use your competitive nature. Hey, I'm not doing it today, but I'm going to beat this tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Right? Looking at the board constantly. If your drive is there from that standpoint. My question originally was because some folks can be competitive but not have the right mindset and can get beat down internally if they aren't succeeding as their peers may be, right? So that question, but you all basically answered it roundabout way. But just moving on from that standpoint as well, when you're looking at the success that you've had from a corporate standpoint, we kind of talked about this outside a little bit too.
Yeah.
In those down times, right, when things aren't going so well, right? How have you? Because you're in the mortgage industry. You're in an industry where it can get real hot.
Yeah.
They can get real cold, right? Industry where I think 5% of folks actually make it through, right? Yeah. What is the outlier between the 5% and the 95% that don't make it?
I mean, honestly, I feel like the toughest times bring out the best in you, right? Because like I was telling you outside, when times get tough, you always revert back to fundamentals. Mm-hmm. And fundamentals to me will always drive you to success, right? I mean, what I learned from Wyndham, which is where I work at Wyndham, Wyndham Capital. What I learned from Wyndham is like, you have to have the right mindset, the fundamentals will always drive you to be successful, right? You continuously do the right things, the right things will happen to you. And going through a tough time, you know, you learn the fundamentals better than going through the easy times. Because easy times, you honestly forget about the fundamentals because it's easy. So everybody needs, I feel like, for sales, you know, tough times are always good, especially for us, because tough times, that if you're successful during the tough times, that's only going to lead you to be more successful during the easy times. Because, you know, for us, you know, if I'm refinancing somebody at a higher rate and times get easier with lower rates, you know, we can capitalize on that.
Exactly.
So tough times bring out the best in people. So I encourage it sometimes. You always got to have those just to make sure you bring yourself back to just keep yourself grounded, right?
Yeah.
Foundation.
Mm. Yeah.
All right. So I think that applies to life as well. We had to talk in the car a little bit yesterday too, but what's the fundamentals, whether it's basketball, whether it's life? Chris Ramsey had this talk as well when you talked last season about this piece also, but what is your foundation on? Like, what can you revert back to when it is tough, right? So if you don't build that solid foundation or the sound base print where you can always come back to, you're going to falter through. Mm-hmm. And I think those who don't make it, they never establish a sound foundation of fundamentals that they can revert to keep them going through the bad times, whether it's life, whether it's basketball, whether it's building a gym, whatever the case may be. And that's the thing. But how do you establish sound fundamentals?
Mindset. I think it comes to a mindset, you know, like what are you telling yourself internally, right? You can tell yourself not to do something just as easy as you can tell yourself to do something, right? So what are you telling yourself, right? If you're not setting your, like, if you haven't learned it, especially for in sales, if you haven't learned how to keep your mind in like a happy space, right? Because sales is not easy, right? Mm-hmm. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. That's what we like to say, right?
That's true.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, what are you telling yourself and where does it originate, right? So I keep going back to Wyndham, right? Because I came out of college, started at Wyndham, and that's all I know. It's one of the things that is my downfalls. I don't have the right perspective that some people do coming into Wyndham from a different company. But I'm very fortunate for where I have. But from day one, I mean, they just focused on making sure you got the right mindset. You can't sell in the wrong mindset. You can't help people in the wrong mindset. So they've always just encouraged reading, you know, learning what other people do. I mean, that's why you guys are doing this, right? Just to kind of teach people what other people are doing. There's no reason to reinvent the wheel, as they say. Yeah. So yeah, I think that's my opinion on that. It comes down to mindset and making sure you have the right foundation and mental health.
Yeah. And I think it's almost two parts. It's the internal factors and stuff that you handle yourself, and then what you apply to develop yourself. But then there's also the external feature of your association and being humble enough to say, okay, I just came out of college. I really don't know. I have an idea of what I'm going to be doing, but I don't know the ins and outs. Where is the guy that's been there for 5 years that I see success in? I'm going to be a sponge, and I'm going to humble myself and be like, I'm fresh out of college, or I'm fresh to this job. I don't have no ego. How can I learn from you? What are you doing? What can I take from you and put it into my effort? I mean, to me, yes, the internal factor is 100% needed to develop your mindset of stability and emotional stability for sure, and developing the foundations that'll keep you level-headed through. But you also have to look around you and see what's working for the people that have fruit on the tree, and then be like, okay, what are you doing? How can I take it and apply it to my life as well?
I agree.
Well said. Nothing really. I can't really add anything.
Nothing
there
to add.
No.
So it always comes back to mindset. You said that 1,000 times. You always say that 1,000 times too, right? Just establishing a good mindset. I was listening to Les Miles this morning about the very thing you said about whatever you say to yourself would happen, right? I turned on, it was a clip my buddy sent me from Robert Kiyosaki, talking about how when his poor dad would always say, do you think I'm made out of money? I can't afford that. And his rich dad would say, that's why he's broke, right?
Love that.
When you're speaking something, right, it becomes reality. I can't afford that. Well, no, you can't.
Right. You never will.
Never will, right? You can reframe it and say, I can't afford that, but how can I find ways to make it happen? Or I can't afford it yet, but I will, whatever. So today, literally, after I heard that, I sat down on my whiteboard and I wrote down everything, because I catch myself sometimes saying I can't do something, or I'm not lucky enough, or I can never win at that piece right there. I'm like, yo, what are you doing? And I was in mid thought of saying, because work was going crazy. I was internally rejecting something. But I mean, like, and I stopped myself, and I immediately went to the board and wrote down what I was saying and reversed it. I wrote down a bunch of stuff of I can't, I will, I am, da da da, right? The speaking positive thing, like you were saying, and then my whole day changed, legit. Like it shifted, and everything started changing around. And it's crazy how that works.
Yeah.
But it's real. It's real.
Absolutely. You can have a conversation with somebody and within the first minute understand probably their foundation, especially when people, right off the bat, when I met Kyle, hey, you know, hi, introduce yourself, you know, and then a normal conversation, where are you from, yada, yada, are you planning on staying here very long? How long have you been here? I've had these conversations a lot lately, and I can tell right off the bat when I tell people like what my plan is next in the next like 1 to 3 years, I always get the same response from people that don't think like me. And it's always about, it's too expensive. It's too, like, they have that I can't mindset. Mm-hmm. I don't have that mindset. I don't know if it's, you know, credit to my parents, credit to coaches, but I have a foundation mm-hmm. where I truly believe if there's something that I want to do, like I can accomplish that, mm-hmm. I can go get it. That might not be for everybody, but I know for me it is.
Yeah.
And so when you start surrounding yourself, going back to Brandon's piece on association, mm-hmm. when you surround yourself with people like that, all y'all know is winning.
Yeah.
And so I guarantee you hang out with people that have that same mindset and all of you are winning. Mm-hmm. You know, like, can you think of somebody in your group right now that's not winning?
No, I don't hang out with Liz. I can't say that.
Yeah, you can.
You should start driving around with a box of what to say when you talk to yourself and just throw them at people. Right. Like Oprah. Is like that, you, hey, get one,
you get one. You get one.
But no, that's 100% true. It's and like what you said, and that's one of the reasons I personally started doing like the affirmations and gratitude journal like every single morning, because it puts my mind where it needs to be to accomplish what I need to get done. And then especially when I need to accomplish after work's mm-hmm. over. And if I don't do that, and it's weird, maybe it's just me, but it's like energy thing. And my vibe is completely off until I do it. I'll like, can, like keep thinking about it. Even when I'm on like a sales call, if I didn't do it yet,
yeah,
you know, but then as soon as I do it, my entire mindset is like, all right, what's next? You know, it's crazy how powerful energy is when you do talk to yourself, but also follow through on the things that you've put down for yourself.
Made it a routine for yourself, more
correct.
Or less.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like when you get into the gym, unfortunately, I haven't been doing that. it's like going back to the gym and you get, like, you're dialed in going to the gym. You go for years and then you feel bad taking a day off. You know, unfortunately, I feel bad going to the gym now. But kind of need to change that mindset, you know? But yeah, like one of my favorite quotes is from Henry Ford, you know, whether you think you can, whether you think you can't, you're right.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. So, or is it you?
I think you're at it right. Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, same kind of concept, but mindset. I mean, you guys know about it, but it's literally come down to everything like that.
Mindset, mm-hmm. mindset. Yeah. It's a book called Hung by the Tongue.
Hung by the Tongue.
Little small.
Yeah, it's like 78 pages.
Yeah, short as hell.
Love those books.
I encourage you guys to read that. It's called Hung by the Tongue. Yeah. Little small, easy read, but it's talking about how we kill ourselves with our own words. Right? Self-sabotage, if you will. It's powerful in that. So I know you mentioned you were reading. What kind of books, like what book did you read that impacted you the most, would you say?
Going back to Wyndham, one of the managers, when we first started, all the teams that are just kind of starting out, mm-hmm. they make you read a book called Miracle Morning. Okay. I don't know if you guys ever read that, but...
No.
You know, it's not like your fun book to read, but depending on what your mindset is, if you're trying to learn and become a better person, you know, mm-hmm. it's a great self-help book, but it's like what you said in the morning. You love to do gratitudes. It's literally talking about writing down your gratitudes. It's just goes down to as simple as having a glass of water as soon as you wake up. Mm-hmm. I haven't not had a morning with like a glass of water or this thing called a liquid IV. I love those things, by the mm-hmm. way. But I mean, that changed the way I approach every morning. And I mean, the morning's the start of the day, so I'm glad I changed that. If anything, I don't want to change the end of the day, because if I had a bad day, I can't really change it, right? So, the Miracle Morning. So, if you guys get a chance to, you know, read that, pick that up, I would encourage it. But yeah, Miracle Morning would be the book that has changed the most or instilled in me the most.
Miracle Morning.
Yeah.
So if we put this all in a synopsis, right, we learned one of the main things, obviously, is to establish a strong foundation,
yeah.
fundamentals, right?
Yeah.
have a good mindset, good association, have a good routine, right? In the mornings, you have a routine in the morning. Controlling the words you speak to yourself, right? I would encourage people to speak it out loud. Write it down and speak it out loud. Mm-hmm. I think it's powerful when you can hear it yourself. It's something triggers, man. I don't know what the hell it is, but it works, right? But that and then obviously understanding to welcome struggles, right? Welcome hard times. We've heard that before too, right? Resistance creates growth. When you're in the gym, you get sore because your muscles are breaking down and getting bigger, right?
I've felt that in a while, but yes.
So it's good. It's good for you. So, man, that's solid. So outside of that piece, is there anything you guys saw or heard that you want to speak on?
We keep harping on it, mindset, and as far as building that, but I think that's like the catalyst for everything you're going to do in your life outside of, we've talked a lot about work and stuff like that, but even like relationships with, mm-hmm. I'm sure with like your wife, it's like the mindset that you go into a day, or if you guys are doing something together, or even before you guys got married in dating and courting, or like the mindset is always what allows you to obviously accomplish what you want to accomplish, but it also allows you to kind of walk through your purpose on the right trajectory and not really going to get thrown off. Obviously you're going to have bad days here and there. It's, you can't have a perfect day every single day if you want, but if you don't establish that mindset or a routine or whatever is going to work for you to keep you in that positive mental attitude, it's going to be a lot harder than it should be.
Yeah,
absolutely. Every successful person talks about how important that morning routine is. Mm-hmm. And I believe we all have one here. I think when I started my routine, it was pretty, eye-opening as soon as I'd lay down at night. I was like, man, I accomplished so much more today. I just felt more accomplished. Even if I really, if I looked at my numbers or whatever it is, maybe that wasn't on par just yet. But overall, waking up, making your bed.
Great book, by the way.
Yeah. Next for me is doing my devotional and prayer time. And then I do stretching and yoga right before I start work.
Nice.
And so that routine has now already, that's three things as soon as I got up.
Yeah.
So you're already winning. So as soon as you start working, you're already going into work with the mindset of, okay, I got this. And then today, unfortunately, mm-hmm. No, I didn't get the sales, but the mindset is already, okay, tomorrow I got this.
Yeah.
Because I've established a routine. I already know nothing's going to change in the morning. No one's pulling me out of my routine. That's my routine. And I believe, I'm not married, but I assume your wife understands the morning routine as well. And I assume she has her own routine.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, luckily for me, tell you what, I keep saying Wyndham. But literally my whole life, it's crazy. But I met my wife at Wyndham. She started about 5 months before me. So, similar time, same kind of concept when I was talking about the miracle morning. She had to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness she mm-hmm. did, because I love a woman that has a great mindset.
Yeah.
It makes my life a lot easier, that's for sure.
Amen.
You never want to, I'm working from home, so coming home doesn't happen anymore, but she has to come home. And there's nothing better than, having a peaceful mm-hmm. time with your wife.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, she has a phenomenal mindset and a routine for the morning. Loves going to Metabolic. We actually just got the, have you guys heard of the mirror?
The workout
thing. Yeah. So we got that. So you would think that I would be getting into working out again. Started to.
Or just seeing if your jacket looks right.
Yeah. Exactly. But it comes out routine. There's certain things that, which it's one of those things I wish I can get better at, is just focus on one thing, become great at it, keep doing that, and then keep adding to that. Right. So mm-hmm. That's what I want to next for myself, especially 2021, mm-hmm. is getting back in the gym or in front of the mirror, I should say.
Yeah.
It's a little atomic habits plug right there.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Establish one thing.
Yeah.
Habit and stack on top of it. Habit.
Keep moving. Atomic Habits.
Oh, I think that was
James one was Clear. Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing.
One of the top books on Amazon.
Yeah. It was for a while. Yeah.
Thanks
to this. And so I think on that piece, you said pick one thing, focus on that, crush it, keep doing it, and add on to it. I think some folks try to do too much.
Yeah.
And
you just spread yourself too thin.
Try to become jack of all trades, right?
Yeah. Exactly, right? Definitely, you got to know yourself. But definitely, hey, I would grab that book, Atomic Habits. Miracle Morning?
Miracle Morning.
Mm-hmm. Miracle Morning, and then Make Your Bed?
Make Your Bed's a good one, but there's also, like, what we talked about earlier.
What other one's that?
What to Say When You're Talking to Yourself.
Yeah, What to Say When Talking to Yourself, and Hung by the Tongue. Hung by the Tongue. But, hey, real quick, a little fun thing real quick for you, man. The next 4 to 5 years, right, what vision do you have for you and Leah, right? What do you see life becoming for you guys?
It's becoming good, that's for sure. I mean, it's already good, but...
It gets gooder.
But like legitly, I have a plan. I have a vision of like exactly what I want to do for us, mm-hmm. and what our plans are for. It comes down a lot to real estate as our next 5 years, our next 5 year plans. We're doing a big renovation to the house sometime soon, hopefully this year.
What, the current house?
Correct. Yeah. Looking to add more stuff to the portfolio real estate wise. We've had an opportunity with Leah's family with a mountain house, so. Probably going to be doing that within the next 5 years. That's probably our biggest five-year plan would be for us to build a mountain house close to her family. It's like literally 500 yards away from her parents' house. So I've been looking at mountain homes, mm-hmm. Want to make her happy. I find a house. I love it. She doesn't like it. I'm just like, okay, all right. Is this going to do? No. Then we found her parents have a lot, and it's like right next to her parents. And that would just – make her so happy, and go. Obviously a happy wife is a happy life. That would probably be my next five years and continuously grow with work as well. But obviously just maintain a healthy relationship with her. One thing that she definitely is, I can't believe I forgot that she'd shame on me for this. Biggest thing I would say in the next 5 years on top of that would be having a kid. That's like one of my biggest things that I'm looking forward to the next is becoming a father. It's so cool watching my friends have kids. Yeah. And it's a special bond. I mean, daughter or son, regardless. It's just such a special bond that I can't wait to share with one of my own. Mm-hmm. And it's being at the age that we are, it's just such a different perspective that when you look at kids and their parents. And that is what I'm most excited for. So not the house. Well, that'll happen.
Sorry, Leah.
I do got to take her on a trip, though, because, obviously with us, we just got married on Halloween this past 2020. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. That's awesome. But obviously that puts a little hurt to honeymoon. And that's like one of her things that she's putting to me. Like, you gotta take me on a trip to Europe before I give you a kid.
Oh.
Yeah. So I got to take her to Europe quick. So, yes. I'm glad I thought about that because I would have been ashamed of myself hopping off of this and not mentioning.
And she'd have been hot when she heard, the house is more important to you than the kid.
Okay. Yeah, I know, right?
Nah, that's dope, man. Hey, some more blessings coming your way for you and Leah.
Thanks, buddy.
In the future, little boarders running around the house.
Not many people want to see that, but I do.
Well, no, man. You want to close it out?
Yes. Thank you all again for tuning in. We always, man, we appreciate the love as always. And until next time, we love y'all.
Peace.